From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Libya's effort at national unity gets a boost from the UN. The Security Council Wednesday unanimously backed the new Libyan unity government agreed to last week in Morocco. The British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days, while also making arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the UK UN ambassador.
It's a positive step for Libya. The UK commends the parties to the agreement for working together in a spirit of compromise and reconciliation to seek the consensus that is so needed in the interests of all of the people of Libya.
Tripoli lawmaker Fayez Sarraj will be the new prime minister and head up a 9-member governing council and a presidential council with ministers from the country's rival administrations. Human Rights Watch has charged the Nigerian army with killing hundreds of Shia Muslims in raids earlier this month in the northern city of Zaria. Daniel Bekele is the group's Africa director.
We are concerned that this is yet another instance of the Nigerian military forces continuing with its abusive practices. We're hopeful that with the new administration in Nigeria, there would be a serious independent investigation to hold abusers to account. But otherwise, it will add up to the history of abusive practice by Nigerian military forces, particularly in northern Nigeria.
The violence erupted December 12 when members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria blocked an army convoy carrying the Army Chief of Staff. The Army says the group attacked the convoy, tried to assassinate the general. Muslim leader Sultan Muhammad Sa'ad Abu Bakr of Sokoto warned such actions could further radicalize Muslims in a country still grappling with the bloody Boko Haram insurgency. This is VOA News. Israeli police shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed Israeli pedestrians outside Jerusalem's Old City, the latest in a wave of violence involving Palestinians and Israeli defensive measures. Police say three Israelis were seriously wounded in the incident Wednesday, including one who later died from his wounds, another who died from a wound apparently from police gunfire aimed at the attackers. Central African Republic voters are scheduled to go to the polls Sunday in crucial national elections, seen as the next step in the transition process after 2 years of sectarian violence. Ensuing unrest has left thousands dead and displaced nearly 1 million others. Tens of thousands of refugees are currently living in camps in Cameroon. Many have registered to vote. Kasim Dane is a UN refugee official.
Refugees have fled generalized violence, which means that they are here for safety, and I'm sure most of them would want to go back. And this is part of that process of, you know, making them feel, part of the process of reconciliation and part of the healing.
Sunday's vote in Central African Republic followed overwhelming approval earlier this month of constitutional reforms limiting a president's term to two while reining in armed militia. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the former Yukos oil chief and frequent critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian investigative committee spokesman Vladimir Markin said new evidence emerged linking Khodorkovsky to an order to kill the mayor of a Siberian oil town. Khodorkovsky denies the charge, calling it a response to his pro-democracy work. He was arrested in 2003, convicted of tax evasion and fraud. Khodorkovsky says those charges, which resulted in a decade in prison, were motivated by his financial support of the political opposition. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants Sunday killed about 70 civilians. According to witnesses, the soldiers entered the Borno state village of Kirawa Jimni, asked where Boko Haram militants were hiding, then began shooting. A local militia group spokesman said the soldiers were in hot pursuit of Boko Haram fighters. Ethiopia's opposition says government forces have killed at least 75 people in the past 4 weeks in protests in the Oromia region in a crackdown aimed at the Oromo people, who've staged protests over a government plan to incorporate some rural areas into the capital, Addis Ababa. A Burundian rebel force is being formed aimed at ousting President Pierre Nkurunziza, whose decision to seek a third term sparked violence that many fear would degenerate to civil war. Former Army officer Edouard Nshimirimana says the rebel force is being called the Republican Forces of Burundi. He says the objective is to also restore the Arusha Accord and democracy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.